A backward look. In the selections you have just read, you have been seeing the outdoor world through the eyes of people who love it and can read its language. You have become acquainted with just a few of the thousands of pages of fascinating stories that have been written about the wild things which live on this earth with us human beings. Think back over these stories and poems. Which was the most exciting? Did that exciting story interest you most of all, or was there some other story that was more interesting to you? What serious fact did you learn about the wildlife not only of our country, but of the world? Old Bakuli knew his outdoor world probably better than you know arithmetic, or spelling, or geography, and it is almost certain that he knew it better than you know the wildlife that surrounds you. How many animals and how many birds can you name that live in your part of the country? It would be interesting for each of you to make a separate list of the animals, birds, and flowers that may be found near your home. Then compare lists and see how many different kinds have been named by the class. Have you thought of any ways in which you can help protect the wildlife in your part of the country? Have you tried to interest older people in protecting birds and wild flowers? If you have read an interesting book on preserving outdoor life, your classmates would like to know the title. On page 449 is a list of books on outdoor life. You will gain pleasure and knowledge from reading them.